I'm Derek Cardwell. On today's Lely Radio Sports page, a little bit different race recap. Really, nothing really ever got going at the Knoxville Raceway on Saturday as rain started just as the first Pro Sprints heat race got going, so everything was scrapped for the rest of the night. But during live trackside, we got to talk to one of the young up-and-coming drivers in the 410 series, Jace Park out of Overland Park, Kansas. Tyler Crabb had a chance to talk with Jace about his start to the season and how one famous driver that runs at Knoxville has helped him out.
Jace, just tell us about the start. What was kind of the expectation coming in, and what's kind of been the thought after the first few weeks here, man?
I mean, yeah, we've been off to a good start so far. Really happy with how we've been running and just growing as a team. I'd say it's hard to set expectations with starting a new program like this, but definitely makes it easier having a guy like Brian Brown helping us out. Man, it's just been such a great opportunity to not only learn as a driver, but learn all the aspects of the car and just be more aware of what's going on. But yeah, it's been a great opportunity for me, and had some good nights here so far, and just always happy to be back at Knoxville Raceway. This place is so special. Yeah, just looking forward to tonight and seeing how things play out.
Absolutely. We'll talk a little bit more about tonight as we go throughout, but when we talk about starting up this program, take us through the process. What's that been like trying to get this set up and getting to the point where you could have that success here?
Yeah, so it's just been a journey. Just started out with the bare frame in the shop and just putting it together. Been a long process and a long winter of preparation, but yeah, things have been going good so far and just learning how to build a race team.
Well, you talk about building that race team too. I see that you've got that opportunity, right, to continue to grow this team as well. You know, doing it kind of looks like, as you mentioned, with the help of Brian and then just with your guys' team as well. What's that been like, just having that partnership here with Brian down here, kind of getting the chance to learn from him?
It's been great. I don't know. I couldn't be more grateful. It just makes things a whole lot easier on us, just having that extra reassurance and having the guys to put us in the right step forward. But yeah, I feel like every night we've gotten more comfortable and gotten better in the car, just fine-tuning some things, getting the car more comfortable for me. You know, obviously, drivers have their preferences and like their different feels. So what I might not like might not work for Brian or vice versa. But yeah, it's been good so far, and just good having that reassurance for sure, and having all the guys to talk and communicate with.
I know you didn't get a chance to hear what Derek said up top there before we started, but he talked about the fact that you had a couple of top five finishes. You put it in the A-man both nights of the World of Outlaws. How much confidence has that just given this team here early on this year to know that you can go out there and race against the best?
Yeah, it's a huge confidence booster for sure, especially with that Outlaws weekend. Our first time here in the car, didn't really have any expectations and was super pumped to put it in the show both nights. And yeah, had some good runs here with the weekly point series, and getting those two top fives is another big confidence booster going into tonight, especially, and just following the rest of the race season. So just got to keep our heads down and keep working towards it, being consistent, and rolling the car in the trailer.
Absolutely, and I got to ask you too tonight, because this is the first day we've really had to worry about it, where we've got a little bit of rain mode in here tonight. How does that kind of change your feel for how the night's going to go, how you want to set up the car, things like that?
Yeah, I mean, definitely a little bit of a moisture in the air, so truck will be gripped up. I think there was some rain here we got here last night. Yeah, I mean, it's every night. You never know how the night's going to play out. It just start with hot laps and you go from there. But yeah, just hoping we can get the night in and looking forward to it.
Absolutely. Jace, appreciate it, man. I'm looking forward to seeing this 28 car up front again.
Thank you.
Again, that was Knoxville Raceway 410 driver Jace Park on his good start to the 2026 season. We'll have more of today's Lely Radio Sports page next on KNIA KRLS.